Right now, we are going to go legal on you, and Lisa's going to drive this conversation. I'm going to get one question in here with Bruce Walson, and Lisa's going to kill it with her knowledge of this. If you go to the 160-page document of a certain case in Texas, and if you type in the word grave, G-A-R-V-E, it only is there 234 times in 160 pages, and that has to do with grave danger, the language of this pandemic. Bruce Rolfson joins us with Bloomberg Law. Bruce, your work on this is absolutely interesting, that language matters. Do we have any idea in the battle over vaccines and masks and the rest where the phrase grave danger originated?
For this rule, it originated in 1970 in what we call the OSHA Act, which is the federal law that created OSHA. And for what OSHA did here, using what they call the emergency temporary standard procedure, to do that, they need to declare that whatever hazard they're trying to fix poses a grave danger to workers.
Going forward, Bruce, how much are we seeing companies raise the grave danger challenge legally? In other words, how many want to see this law overturned?
It's hard to say right now for companies, because the rule's only been out since last Friday. We haven't seen any large companies go in on this. It's mostly been smaller companies, and still more, a lot more states also involved.
Just taking a step back, Bruce, we're talking about when President Biden said that the OSHA new rules would mean a January 4th deadline for large employers, 100 or more, to make sure that every employee is either vaccinated fully or tested weekly for coronavirus. How enforceable is this?
From enforceable, OSHA and its state partners have about 1,800 inspectors combined, cover the entire United States. So if it becomes law, they'll be spread thin and probably responding to a lot of complaints from workers who, you know, don't believe their bosses are following the law.
The reason why I ask this, Bruce, is because this actually goes into the legal argument that if a law is unenforceable, that it becomes arbitrary. How much is that a consideration?
I don't think that's a consideration. OSHA has never been able to cover every employer. So they've never had an issue of, that we can't get to everybody who's not protecting the workers from falling off a roof. That's never been an issue.
Bruce, just sort of looking forward, is there any aspect of this legal case that you really are focused on to set a precedent for future incidents like this, where the U.S. government tries to mandate some sort of vaccination?
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how this works out in the courts, because this is the first time OSHA has mandated a vaccination. Also, that workers pay for the test if they refuse the vaccination. OSHA only has one other rule regarding vaccinations. That's for healthcare workers who might get hepatitis B or HIV from blood, and that's a voluntary vaccination.
Right.
And also, the employer in pretty much any health case, employers have to pick up the testing costs, and this. I mean, I don't know how many other situations will be out there where folks will want people to get vaccinated against things, but this is the first time they've tried it.
Bruce Rolfson, thank you so much with Bloomberg Law.